NPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's latest mask mandate takes effect today. Denverite's Rebecca Spias reports.
Mayor Michael Hancock announced Tuesday that all businesses in Denver will once again require face covering. The mandate starts today and will last until early January 2022. Molly Steineman of Colorado's Restaurant Association said many restaurant owners are worried about the backlash employees might face when enforcing the new mandates with unhappy customers.
Customers can do things as much as being violent towards restaurant employees, just being rude towards them.
The city joined other counties like Adams, Arapahoe, and Jefferson to enact consistent mandates across the metro area. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
Concertgoers in Grand Junction will have to wear masks and be vaccinated against coronavirus starting December 10th. CPR's Dina Sieg has more on that move by the Grand Junction Symphony Orchestra.
This kind of policy is common on the Front Range, but few arts organizations in Western Colorado require vaccines or masks. Charles Latshaw, the musical director for the Grand Junction Symphony Orchestra, says someone had to take the first step.
I think a lot of us have been waiting for, you know, some bigger group to make such a decision. And the GJSO is the largest arts organization in the region, and so we're very proud to be leading on this.
Players are already required to either be vaccinated or undergo weekly tests and wear masks when feasible. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
There's not much snow in some Colorado mountains. In the southwest, around Durango, snowpack is about a third of what's normal for this time of year. The Colorado Snow Survey shows conditions are better in the northwest near Steamboat Springs at about 80% of normal. Some ski areas have delayed their openings because of little snow and unseasonably warm temperatures. And it's a chance for snow today for much of the state or parts of the Colorado along the Front Range. Metro Denver, Colorado Springs have some snow possible in the mountains too. All of that clears away for a sunny day tomorrow. This is CPR News.